لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء. تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم. كما قال عز شأنه، كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت. وقال، كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالهدى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة، والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إن الذين ينادونك من وراء الحجرات أكثرهم لا يعقلون، ولو أنهم صبروا حتى تخرج إليهم لكان خيرا لهم، والله غفور رحيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, let us follow the path of Quran in this holy month of Sha'ban, the month of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Let us submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that before we enter to holy month of Ramadan, we have achieved that piety that we can enter in this month with special sincerity. In Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues speaking about the manners for the people in regards to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is the verse where Hujurat is being used. Surah Hujurat is being named with Surah Hujurat because of this verse that I would like to point that out in the beginning, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْتَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. As I've said in the past, that Islam is a religion that is full of manners, and for every action, even to enter in a house, Islam has its manners. How to stand outside the house when you like to enter, what you need to do, what are you supposed to do, what type of the doors you have to use in order to enter to the house. It has been said that you are not supposed to enter to the houses from the backyards or from the patch doors. You have to enter to the house from the front doors. When you come to the front door at that time, you need to stand outside the front door and knock the door until you are being given permission. And when you like to enter the house, it has been said that you should say salam to the people those who are in the house. And before you speak and say anything else, you are supposed to say salam. So those are the manners for general people, that Islam is a religion of manners. And it is a religion that teaches the morality. Morality is the most important mission of Islam. Immoral people in Islam are being considered as nonsense people, rather than considering them as religious people. Islam, when it speaks about people, those who do not have manners, it speaks with the saying, أَكْتَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are people, they are not intelligent people. They are nonsense people. And I would like to refer the same verse that I've recited, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the time of Prophet, peace be upon him. You know, Prophet, peace be upon him, had special times to speak with the people. And he was the one who used to take care of his time. Timekeeping was one of the most important manner of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was not the one that he was available for the people all the time and sitting with the people and wasting time. He was the one that he would give time to his family. He would like to give time to the people. He would like to set time for the meeting with the people. And that was one of the most important manner of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That some of the people, of course, at that time living in the city of Mecca, and immorality was a tradition in the city of Mecca. And that is not Mecca. Mecca is a tradition. You can find that in anywhere. It is not something that sometimes people, they like to specify with a country or with a city, for example, and they say that the Meccan ignorant people. No, Meccan ignorant people, they can be anywhere. Sometimes people, they specify with Kufi people. And they say that Kufi la Yufi. So it starts with the city of Kufi, Kufa. That is a tradition that can be found anywhere else. If the people, those who have same type of mentality, then they are going to be considered with the same mentality. So we should not specify within a city, because in the same city of Kufa, there was Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. And many of the companions of Amirul Mu'mineen, and many of those who were really followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, and they were committed followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So we cannot call all the people of any city that they are with some type of the mentality or special type of the character. Yes, this characteristic can be found anywhere else. So when the people of Mecca, most of the ignorant people, those who did not have that morality and they did not know how to deal with Prophet, peace be upon him, how to treat Prophet, peace be upon him, and did not know the manner of timekeeping, for example, what time Prophet is asking to meet with them. So when he specified the times for the meeting of people, at that time, they used to come outside the street, and then they would start calling Prophet, peace be upon him, or shouting the name of Prophet, peace be upon him, with very bad manners sometimes, and calling his names, calling Prophet, peace be upon him, by name. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them that it is forbidden for you that from time now you cannot call Prophet, peace be upon him, with his name. So that was in the previous verses you have seen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden the people that you are not supposed to call Prophet, peace be upon him, with his name, but you have to call with Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, with all these manners. Now in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, surely those people, yunadunaka min wara'il hujurat, those people who shout out you, from the behind the doors or behind the private rooms. Prophet, peace be upon him, because of his family and extended family with the wives, he had specified the rooms for the wives, and those rooms were called hujurat or hujra. Hujra is a special room or a private room. for special and private family, for the privacy of the people and or the chamber. If the people, they call upon you from behind the chambers and private rooms, at that time, these people are being considered أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Most of them are the people, those who are not intelligent. So, you know, when it has been said أَكْثَرُهُمْ, it does not mean that some of them, they were intelligent. Actually, Quran wanted to distinguish the people. If somebody is calling for a need, for some reason, there is a special reason that if somebody is calling from behind the door or behind the rooms, so these people have to be distinguished rather than calling all of them. So Islam is a religion, and Quran is a book that is a book of the wisdom. And when it likes to speak even about the people at that time, if it would specify the group of people, those who are with this mentality or this character. So those who are calling upon you with this shouting behavior, they are the people, they are unintelligent people. What we can understand? We can understand that if there is immorality, and those who are moralist people, these people are unintelligent in the language of Quran. In a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are being considered la yaqilun. If there is aql, the result of aql, there are manners. Manners come from aql. Intelligent people are moral people. Intelligent people are full of the manners. So an intelligent person, salam alaikum, is better than the person, those who are unintelligent. And even it is said that if you have a friend that is nonsense, unintelligent friend, then an enemy is better than this type of friend. Now what we are facing in today's Islam, that is immorality. Those who call themselves as Muslim but brutal, these people are immoral people. They could not understand the essence of Islam. These are the people that they did not understand the real message of Islam. They could not grab that characteristic of the Prophet, peace be upon him. For them, Prophet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are unintelligent people. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ صَبَرُوا, if they would have been patient, حَتَّى تَخْرُجَ إِلَيْهِمْ, until you come out and, you know, meet in a place. For example, Prophet had specified a place where he was meeting with companions, he was meeting with the people. He specified at that time, you know, today we have meeting places, for example, centers, social centers, or for the presidents, those who meet with in a special place. Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, also had specified a place where he would meet with the people. He did not like to meet inside the house. And he was the one, the most social personality of his time. He was the one that who was timekeeping and very committed personality. Very organized personality. Disciplined personality of the Prophet, peace be upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if they would have been patient until you come out, لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it was better for them. It was a blessing that you come out and meet with them. According to this verse, many of our scholars, they tried to implement, you know, what is lesson for us today? How we can learn the lesson? Of course, Prophet, peace be upon him, is not in life today. How we can take this lesson in our life? In Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani, about Ibn Abbas, one of the interpreters at his time, and the one who has narrated many of the tafasir of Quran. He is a major reference for Islamic books. It is said that Ibn Abbas, when he used to go to his teacher, he used to stand outside the door, and he did not like to knock the door. He would stand over there until his teacher opens the door himself. And whenever he was asked why, Why you have to stand over there? He used to refer to this verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُنَادُونَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْحُجُرَاتِ أَكْتَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. He used to say that, yes, that is being said for the Prophet, peace be upon him, but it is not a manner only for the Prophet, peace be upon him. That can be applicable in general life. That you are not supposed to bother the people. You are not supposed to, for example, if leader is today, you are not supposed to go anytime and enter in the house of the leader and ask, you know, I would like to meet with you. In the time of Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullah ta'ala, he was the most committed personality, the most organized personality. He would not give time to everybody. He was the one that if he would like to meet with somebody, at that time he would ask, please come in. If he does not want to meet with anybody, at that time he would say, please, if there is anything that I can do for you. And he was not the one who does ta'aruf, takalluf, for example. There was no takalluf in the life of Prophet and those who follow the life of Prophet, peace be upon him. So brothers and sisters, this is very important manner that is being referred in this verse. And at the end of the verse it has been said, Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. That although some unintelligent people, nonsense people, they exist within the communities. They live within the communities. How to treat with these people? So that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. With maghfirah, with rahmat, with mercy, with kindness. Yes, they shout upon Prophet, peace be upon him. Yes, they do whatever they like. But at the same time, another side, our behavior. It has to be following the tradition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving, merciful, kind. Because if you shout and let the people, those who are unintelligent people, go away, then these people, they will be standing against religion. These people will be the people, those who are going to oppose the traditions of Islam, the leadership of Islam. So we need to follow this path. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. That is maghfirah and rahmah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah keep us following the path of Prophet, peace be upon him. May Allah provide us best of the manners in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us moral people. And may Allah raise us with the Prophet, peace be upon him. Make our place with the neighborhood of Prophet, peace be upon him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive us as he is Ghafoorur Raheem. Those sins that we have committed until now, we expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us in the month of Sha'ban. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي اثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاسد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من اعوانه وانصاره. اما بعد، ايها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والاخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, as the holy month of Sha'ban is reaching to the final few days, and we are close to the month that is month of Ummah and month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, month of forgiveness, the month of mercy, and the month that provides us opportunities for a whole year. When month of Sha'ban was ending, sixth Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam used to recite dua, and phrases of this dua are those phrases: Allahumma inna hadha ash-shahr al-mubarak الذي أنزل فيه القرآن وجعل جعله هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان قد حضر فسلمنا فيه وسلمه لنا وتسلمه منا له في يسر منك وعافية. You know, Aimar alayhi salam, they used to prepare in the month of Sha'ban preparation of the minds. When you read dua, at that time you are preparing your mind, you are preparing spiritually. Month of Ramadan should not be a month that comes suddenly, that we just entered and we have received the month of Ramadan. We have to receive that from month of Sha'ban and even from month of Rajab. But when it reaches to the final days of holy month of Sha'ban, then we really need to put our efforts that when we enter to the holy month of Ramadan, then we are ready. Not ready physically, not buying the foods, not filling the refrigerators that we do all the time. Now that is not readiness. Readiness, it means that spiritually being ready. That is what Imam alayhi salam has said. The lesson that I learned from this dua, that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is emphasizing the importance of the month that is coming. Allahumma inna hadha shahrul mubarak. Allah, a blessed month is coming towards me. A month that is the month for the revelation of Quran. Dua is important that you have a communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time dua is important that you remind yourself, sometimes written, sitting alone, and when you recite dua, at that time you are reminding yourself that, you know, you are reaching to the month that is month of revelation of Quran. And this is a month, وَجَعَلَهُ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ, and you made this Quran as guidance. So we have received guidance during this month. وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, and clear evidences are being revealed during this month. قَدْ حَضَرَ, it is just down the road now. It's close. It has reached to me. فَسَلِّمْنَا فِيهِ, Allah, give me salamati, afiyat, health. Many people, when they reach the month of Ramadan, then they lost their health. So that is something that you need to ask from now. وَسَلِّمْهُ لَنَا, and send our peace and blessing upon the month of Ramadan. So Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim used to treat as a month of Ramadan as a reality that is coming towards us, and we need to send our salam before it comes. It's like when somebody enters to your house, Ramadan, month of Ramadan is entering in our life again. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us best of the opportunities during this month, and especially the afiyah and health during this month. that we can complete best of the duties during this month. Dear brothers and sisters, as I had spoken last week about the group that is being called by the different names, and there were advancements into this group that started from the beginning as a Taliban, then it became Al-Qaeda, they were being international terrorists, and then again now this group is called as a Takfiris by many people, and other side, the friends, they are calling it as a Islamic something. You know, I said Emirate Islamic Airline. So that is something that is being called today. In today's world, they are calling this as an Islamic group. So let me just spend a little time that we can just review the history of this group. This group has a mentality, it is completely Zionist mentality, and that is killing the people in large number, beheading the people, and cutting the pieces of the body, which has nothing to do with Islam. If you go back and look at the verses of Quran, Islam forbids killing any human being, and it calls that killing one human being, it's like killing all humanity. But this group has no values. There are shocking videos that are being already placed on internet, and our brothers and sisters, they have already seen. And today, it is being said that there is a shocking video, that is video where this group is beheading two Christians and Christian priests in Syria. So this group is a shame for a community, for humanity, rather than calling them as an Islamic group. This group is a criminal group. You can call this group as a butchers of the world. The brutal society that is being formed by the imperialists, and it has been given weapon from the beginning. They are being supported in various forms, and today they are ready to recognize them and announce that, yes, this group exists in this world. You know, there are two different groups at the moment in this world. Some of the groups are called terrorists by some of the governments, right? And these groups do not have any right in this world. And even they do not let their TVs to work. Their voice has to be heard anywhere. They are being called as a terrorist. For example, a group in Lebanon, Hezbollah, is being considered as a terrorist group by many governments, by US government and many other governments, European governments. It's been considered as a terrorist group. Let me ask, if you go back in the history, that have you ever heard that Hezbollah has beheaded anybody? Have you ever heard that Hezbollah has burned the house of anybody? Hezbollah entered the house of anywhere and they slaughtered the people. Have you ever heard that Hezbollah has committed all those crimes? And any video, if you can show any video on the YouTube or on any social media where you can see that Hezbollah is committing all these crimes. But Hezbollah has been considered as a terrorist group. Islamic country of Iran has been considered as a terrorist country. So let me ask, how many countries Iran has attacked upon? Can you find any history that Iran, since Islamic government, it has attacked on any country? It has violated any law? Any crime that has been committed? Any inhuman crimes that have been committed? Or Iran has considered any of the groups as kafir, disbelievers? Islam has announced about any inhuman actions in this world? No. On the other hand, there is a country that is producing takfiris, developing takfiris, supporting takfiris, making madrasas of takfiris, and that is one of the best friends of United States. So you can see that these are two pictures. Who are the terrorists? Terrorists are the people, those who do not accept the imperialism. They are being called terrorists by these countries. But brutal people, butchers of the world, those criminals who have to stand today in the world criminal courts, these Taliban have to be called in the worldwide universal criminal and war criminal people, because they have committed the crimes against humanity. In the past week, you have heard about one of the pious personality, a religious scholar in Egypt, that his house was burned. They attacked on a house, they killed him, they have taken him outside the streets, dragged his body, and for a while they were taking his body outside. They were hitting to his body. It is on the YouTube. Everybody can be witness of that. But unfortunately, the world was silent about that. I'm really surprised by the scholars' behavior, although Al-Azhar University has condemned, but this condemnation is nothing. I think after this brutality, after this crime, all the Muslims of the world, they would have stand against that. Because a scholar who has not committed any crime, he was being taken out from his house, he was killed with this criminal way. But brothers and sisters, you can see that this group today is going to be recognized. After all these crimes, today, according to the news, there were two bomb attacks that have rocked the city of Baghdad. And it's not just today. That is just a continuous series. In the past week, there were series of bomb attacks on this city. And today, 11 were martyred, and many other they were being injured. And these people are accepting all these crimes. In Pakistan, whatever it has happened in the past, they accepted responsibility of that, and they announced that we accept that responsibility. The videos from Syria, from other countries, when they are being brought into the court, they accept that, they admit that, and they say that we are proud of that we have done that. If you take us anywhere, we would like to do that. We are going to kill. And this criminal group is and today considered as one of the groups that you need to have dialogue with this type of people, this mentality. Why don't you go and have dialogue with Hezbollah? With the people, those who are intelligent people, why don't you like to have dialogue with them, but you like to have dialogue with these butchers, with the criminals? It seems that there is some sort of similarity. There is a friendship, and friendship is in the character, in the mentality. You are choosing your friends, and tomorrow you are going to be in loss. If today these Christian priests are being attacked, tomorrow many Christians are going to be attacked by this group. So that is why I warn to have any friendship with these unintelligent and nonsense group that is called Taliban or Al-Qaeda. You named them, you brought them, you introduced them. This group was not existing. You supported them. And today, again, you like to recognize them. So this is illegitimate son of imperialism. We ask all Muslim brothers and sisters, and especially I invite ulama, scholars, to speak against the brutality in Egypt, in Syria, I condemn killing of Christian priests. We regard all Islamic religion and non-Islamic religion. We as Muslims are the people that we regard any place of worship from any community. And that condemnation has to come from all the communities. Brothers and sisters, let us look at the survey of the United Nations about Iraq. It is said that in the past month of May, 1,045 people are being martyred in just month of May. 2,400 people are being injured in only Iraq, in only 1 month. And that is all caused by this group. So can you imagine that this group is being called as a friend, this group is being called for dialogue, and this group is being provided a place, that it can have a place, and it is being provided an embassy. I salute the personality of Sheikh Hassan Shahada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless his soul. We regard him that he was the one who was messenger of the righteousness. He has given his life for the sake of Islam. I would like to say to his soul that you are not the one that is being slaughtered, by the way. You are not the only one that is being treated by the enemies of Islam like that. But the body of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein remained 3 days in the battlefield of Karbala. They dragged his body. They smashed the body of Abu Abdullah under the feet of horses. My salute upon all those who are being martyred by these brutals. Brothers and sisters, this Takfiri group has created crimes in the history. According to the history, it is said in 1216, they attacked on Karbala. And there were an army of 12,000 people, those who attacked on Karbala. They had killed and martyred 3,000 people at that time. 3,000 people just in a day. And according to some other surveys, it's been said that more than 3,000, some other historian, they say that 20,000 people, they were being killed just in one day. They attacked on Haram of Imam Hussein. They took all the properties of Haram of Imam Hussein. And if these people are being allowed in the countries anywhere, and they are being given power, they will create crimes that humanity will be surprised. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevail the justice through Imam of the age, that we can see a day that criminals of the world, they are standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the court of Imam of the age. We pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the dignity and respect to the people, those who are faithful people, and humiliate the people, those who are imperialist and inhuman people. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us forgiveness at the end of holy month of Sha'ban. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us best of the opportunities at the end of holy month of Sha'ban. Our salam and peace and blessing upon month of Sha'ban. And salam and peace and blessing upon month of Ramadan. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر